Cardinals Mandatory Minicamp. Mandatory Minicamp with Doug and Wolf, presented by Courtesy Chevrolet, on the home of Arizona Cardinals football, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Thanks for waking up with the two of us this morning. It's Doug and Wolf on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And I just started laughing because kicker Phil Dawson just came in, and we introduced him to our new producer at Call Me Maloney. And then I introduced him to my cousin, who's just kind of job shadowing, wants to get to know the business a little bit. And then I realized that Phil has been kicking a football and being paid to do it for 3 years longer than Will's been alive. That's the status right now. And now we're not quite there yet, Phil. We're not quite there yet, but there's going to come a time very soon, because your career is still going well, that you will have been paid to play football longer than somebody that the Cardinals draft. That day is coming. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Yeah.
I really am. You got to embrace it, right? I mean, what can I do at this point? It's obviously a
21 years.
Lot of joking in the locker room, but I remind him Vinatieri's got it a few more years on me, so he deserves most of the joking in that area.
Phil, so if I ask you, 21 years, you're heading into your 21st season here. Yeah. Is there one that stands out? Is there one that right now, because you have to reflect, do you not? At some point in time, are you not reflecting on your career?
You know, I'd be honest, there are times where I do reflect, but I try not to do it that much. You know, while you're still in it, while you're still grinding, trying to get better all the time, it's always about the next kick. And so I'm sure there's coming a day, whenever that day is, where I will sit down and I'll think about all the different experiences, all the different challenges, all the ups and downs and all that. But while you're still doing it, I just don't feel like you have the luxury to really take a 30,000-foot view at everything and kind of go into grandpa mode. So I'm going to hold off on all that until it's over. But at this point, you know, it's still just, how can I get better? What went well? What didn't go well? Taking an honest look at how you're doing and how you can help your team.
Fair or not, not a lot of people look at a kicker as a leader.
Yep.
Yet 21 years.
Yep.
You're 100% a leader when you've had that kind of tenure. So do you even balance that? Do you straddle any fence, or do you wait till people come to you, or you just say, okay, I'm leader of the special teams? How does a person of your position lead?
Well, the first thing I try to do is just handle my business, you know, and it's not so that guys notice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's my job, right? I come to work and try to handle my business. But what winds up happening is when guys see you taking it serious, when guys see you working hard, when guys see you prepared, naturally the questions start coming. And so that's where, you know, my style of leadership would be, I'm just prepared to give an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And try to share my experiences, what I've learned through the years, and try to help these young guys out. And so that's what's cool about being on a team, is there's all different kinds of leadership styles, all different kinds of personalities. That diversity is what makes being on a team really fun. And so, you know, I may not be the guy up front giving the rah-rah and setting the tone in that regard. I may be the guy in the dining hall catching a guy, you know, at a vulnerable moment, who asked me a question I can just share with him.
Yeah.
Phil, what is the retirement on that? 21 years, brother. That's got to be.
You know, Wolf cares deeply about that.
Yeah, it's you know, when I went undrafted in 98, I didn't know a whole lot about the business side of football or anything, but I do remember saying, well, I got to just go to work. And the way I'm going to, you know, I missed out on a signing bonus. I missed out on, you know, nice contracts early in my career. And I said, well, the way I'm going to make up for it is I'm going to have to play a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mindset has been, let's just, you know, chin down, elbows up. Let's just take a blue collar approach. Let's just go to work one kick at a time and let's see where we end up. And here we are.
And if I'm right, I mean, it's having fun at your expense, but you could even tell your teammates, didn't you play on a Browns playoff team?
I did.
I did. That alone, I mean, these kids probably have no idea the Browns are even allowed to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, all these guys know now is that the Browns have struggled. They don't know the old Browns. They don't know any of that stuff. You know, I joke with them. There were no iPads. When you wanted to watch film, you had to go get a VCR tape. I mean, I even told him the first year I drove to Cleveland, I had to pull the road atlas out and highlight my route from Texas to Cleveland because there was no navigation on the cell. You know, when I was engaged to my wife, I had to take a roll of quarters to the payphone in the training camp hotel.
So
all they just look at me like I have a third eyeball. So that's all good stuff.
That's classic.
So are you a goals guy? Are you a goals guy? Yeah,
I am.
What are your goals for this year?
This year is, there's team goals and then there's personal goals. Obviously, team goals, we want to win the division.
Yeah.
And then we want to get in the dance and make some noise. So I want to be a member of this team that helps us accomplish that. And that takes first place over any personal goals that I have. At this point in my career, it's about helping my team win games. And to get to the playoffs, we got to win the division first. Personally, I want to have the best year yet. And nothing that's happened this offseason has indicated that that's not possible. Mm-hmm. So I feel very good about the work that's been done up to this point. Now, the summer's critically important. I know some guys approach this upcoming break as a time to take it easy and all that. This is kind of where I crank it up at this point in my life. I can't grind, 10 months a year like I used to. So I kind of taper my offseason so that this six-week break we have, I really kick it into high gear. Mm. So I'm going to really get in there and get in shape and make sure everything's ready to roll and then show up to training camp. And I literally want to have my best season yet.
Mm. Phil Dawson, kicker, Arizona Cardinals, joining Duggan Wolf. Came into the league in 98. That's why we've been teasing him a little bit. But let's face it, we're all jealous that he's been in the league for 21 years and we just got microphones in front of us. So tell us about when you look at this season, since you've been on playoff teams. Yeah. Right now, nationally, it's all the talk about how the Rams are hot, the 49ers are starting to come, and everybody's talking about the Seahawks and Cardinals are down. You know what it takes to make – you've seen playoff teams in the locker room. You've seen them gel going through the offseason. What do you see right now from the Cardinals?
I feel good about it. First of all, I like being the underdog. It wasn't too long ago that Arizona was getting all the praises from the national media, and that didn't necessarily turn out to be the case. So not to take anything away from those teams, the Rams and those teams you mentioned, but I like this group of guys. I like this coaching staff. I like just the focus on winning the day. Getting better today, building the foundation of what we need to do to be successful. And I don't see a team that's getting caught up in all the hype. I don't see a team that's worrying about what other people think. I see a team coming together and focused on getting better each day. And with the guys we got, with the talent we have on this team, with the talent the front office has put together, I don't see why we can't be successful.
Yeah.
Phil, talk to us about the kickoff cover, right?
Oh,
kickoff,
man.
And the new kickoff rules, and what a weapon you're going to be, a guy that can directionally kick. I think it's going to be huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's significant. And I don't know that anyone necessarily knows exactly what to expect.
Right.
Most people, myself included, would say it's going to turn the play more into like a punt coverage type play. You're going to be running with guys. You know, the blocker is going to be by your side rather than approaching you from ahead. And with only three return-type people deep, you need three ball handlers. And so that second level of blockers is not going to be big guys that can block. So if you can defeat your blocker in that first 20-yard zone, you're free to the ball.
You know, quarterbacks have a check with me. Is there going to be a kicker check with me? I'm seeing three guys. I can put it into this spot. They're not, quote-unquote, defending that spot.
Well, that's certainly something I've done in the past.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away house secrets. But, as the preseason goes, I think that'll give us a little bit of insight how teams are going to play it. Now, I don't think people are going to show exactly what they're going to do in the regular season. But it might be something that evolves throughout the course of the season as we kind of get an understanding how teams play it. What kind of personnel do they use? What does it look like for our cover team? I would say placing the ball would be a great idea. However, with our guys no longer being able to get a running start, how much further,
right,
how much are they not down the field as much as they used to be? So a lot of this is just going to have to be live and learn.
Yeah.
And, one thing I can say about Coach Rogers is he does his homework. He's going to be as prepared, if not more prepared, than any coach in the league. So I have a lot of confidence that whatever our initial plan is going to be a sound one. And then we're going to be able to adjust, given his expertise and my experience being able to do different things with the ball. I think we'll be effective.
As a 21-year vet, I can't imagine how many overhyped quarterbacks you've seen come walking in and get kicked to the curb, or how many guys that you've been impressed with. So the obligatory question, as the senior statesman in the room, what do you think of Josh Rosen so far?
He's pretty impressive. You know, time will tell for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 21 years, and we'll see if I have a good season or not. So it off season is critically important. Having a good off season will give you a chance to have a good regular season, but it doesn't guarantee that. But what I've seen is a guy who knows what he's doing. And, you know, you hear a lot about a lot of rookie quarterbacks who come in the league and struggle picking up the system or getting familiar with terminology. You know, we all hear all those things. Well, just talking to the other guys on the offense, I mean, Josh stepped in day one and had command of the huddle and knew what he was doing. So, obviously, the physical stuff's there. We've all seen that. It doesn't take a educated football person to know he's got the physical attributes. But for a rookie to step in and know what he's doing at an early stage in the offseason, that's pretty impressive.
Phil, thanks for your
time. Love talking to you.
Absolutely. Really appreciate you, bro.
We can try to bug you more during the regular season.
All right, good deal.
That's fun.